Stephen Harrington is proud of his school, and rightfully so. Holly Grove Middle School is a gleaming facility with well-manicured sports fields, clean, bright hallways, and even tidy lockers.
So this is a typical pod area. What's beautiful about these things is, unlike a lot of schools where the lockers aren't
Harrington is an assistant principal here, and assistant principals, as anyone in education will tell you, are the unheralded heroes of any school. They have a wide variety of tasks, from recruiting teachers to running an efficient car line to helping kids who are having discipline problems. That last one is a largely thankless task, but one Harrington feels uniquely qualified to do as both a former special education teacher and a 20-year veteran of the Air Force.
Folks look at me and go, oh, he's retired military. He's going to be a crabby, cranky guy. I'm kind of a big teddy bear, but I know where to draw the line. The kids today, you have to earn their respect. They have to know that you respect them, but that they have to see that you're going to give them help, you're going to give them that respect, but that you're also going to draw a bright line to say you can't come across that line because here's the choice that you're making.
After a successful career flying in the Air Force, Harrington could have made a lot more money had he taken the well-worn path to becoming a commercial airline pilot. He instead chose to teach, mainly for personal reasons.
I'd already missed about 40% of my time with my family. And it's compelling when you sit around the table and they go, we don't want you to go fly for the airlines.
With a career path chosen, Harrington still needed some help navigating the academic and licensing challenges. That's where troops to teachers came in.
At the beginning, unless you have that kind of support, it's kind of like drinking out of a fire hydrant. You're trying to figure out what's going on and it comes at you pretty quick.
Troops to Teachers is a federal program with state-based offices that has been around for 20 years. North Carolina's is one of the five largest, thanks to the number of military bases here and the population growth. It's Doug Taggart's job to get the thousands of potential teaching candidates coming out of the armed forces onto the right path to becoming an educator. He's the director of Troops to Teachers in North Carolina.
And that's a big part of the conversation, if someone's interested in becoming a teacher, but they're not sure even where to start with the process. And a lot of our counseling is around, you know, with their particular work background and their education level, what path options are appropriate for them.
A lot of military members fall off the path pretty quickly. While many may express interest, only dozens each year follow through on the commitment. The new GI Bill helps, as does the $5,000 and $10,000 stipends Troops to Teachers offers to those who teach in high-needs subjects in schools. Once they get the classes and licenses they need, former military personnel become invaluable members of the educator workforce, staying in the profession longer than their peers. But as the troops-turned-teachers embark on their careers, many are now looking outside the state.
You know, when I'm having an objective conversation with some of these folks, and they're looking at other states as well, we're not as competitive on the teacher pay piece as other states. That's a challenge to get our guys to stay in North Carolina as teachers.
It's a challenge that is becoming even more critical. The Pentagon is planning to reduce the size of the armed forces to pre-World War II levels. That means tens of thousands of people will be leaving the military and looking for a career, just as educators here predict a looming teacher shortage. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.